Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Morning Inspiration Show, sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I am Minister James Browning. Welcome this morning. I know you've been tuning in before, and we were announcing ourselves as the Daily Inspiration Show. We have decided to change the name because we came to the conclusion that we were not going to be doing the show daily, and it would be a little misleading to people to have the name The Daily Show when we were not doing it daily. So we're just going to use the Morning Inspiration Show. And so The Daily Inspiration Show has been retired for the moment. We may go back and rename it once we decide to do it at least 5 days out of the week. But right for now, we're going to just go with The Morning Show. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to us this morning. And we're just grateful for you under all circumstances. And so we're going to get on with The Morning Show. So let's get started. The topic for this morning is how to stay positive regardless of what's happening around you. And beloved ones, there's a lot going on around you, especially here in America. If you're living here in this country, you realize that we're sort of in a turmoil politically, and a lot of things are happening that's not very positive at the moment. Pandemic that's causing havoc, and we got political unrest going on, so this is not a good time for America. But regardless of what, you still have to function and have to stay positive. And what we have found out in my research is that 20% of the world's population, only 20% of the world population is actually practice positive thinking. Can you believe that? Only 20% of the world population actually practice positive thinking. So that's pretty phenomenal in itself, wouldn't you say? But anyway, it is what it is. And, you know, one of the best ways to determine whether a person is positive or they have a negative attitude is to do the water test, where you would fill a glass of water half full, and you would ask them how would they describe that water. Is it half full or half empty? And you would be surprised how many people would say it's half empty. So if you're one of the ones who would say it's half full, then you are a minority, beloved ones. Most folks don't see it that way. Most people see it from a different perspective. And so that's pretty interesting, huh? I know. So the question is, what must you do to stay in a positive frame of mind, especially when there's so much negativity going around? How to stay in a one of the first steps is to stay in a constant state of gratitude. So important. When you're constantly grateful for what you are, what's happening in your life at this present moment, it makes all the difference in the world to be able to stay there and be in that particular state of mind. So when you realize, when you wake up every day and you realize that, then you come to the realization that you are awoke and you're alive here on planet Earth, you need to give thanks for being awoke. Because you know what, beloved ones, that so many of people today did not wake up. They were not given the same favor and given the same love that you were giving to be able to wake up this morning. They are not here. They were here yesterday, but they are not here today. So in that state of mind, one must be gratitude, show gratitude for just that little thing happening for them. It is so, so important. So that means if you're still here and you're listening to me this morning, that means that you still have work to do. So each morning when you wake up and before you start your day, you should ask yourself, what is God expecting of me today? What is my job today? What's going on? What should I be doing? How should I be moving forward? Because, beloved one, when your morning is the way you start your morning is usually how you're going to end your day. So it's so important to start your morning in a high note, in a high positive note. And it's hard to be negative when you are doing God's work. It's just almost impossible because God is a positive force. So it's impossible to walk around with a negative attitude when you know you're doing the work of God. So I just want to this morning to share a few tips with you on how to stay positive and in a negative environment, because this is so, so important, beloved ones. It's an important thing, and it's an important thing that you're able to stay, because that's going to be how you're going to be able to exist with your attitude. So even when you have small thoughts that flow through your mind, you need to understand that even in your small thoughts, it's creating a pattern. So when you have small thoughts and those thoughts are becoming to be negative, you have to say to those thoughts, counsel, counsel, counsel. You have to replace those thoughts with positive thoughts. Every time it comes up, when you have a negative thought about something that's going on in your life, you just say, counsel, 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 and replace it with a positive thought. You know, it's really, really important, beloved ones, that you do that to help to refocus that energy that's coming into your mind. Number two, I want to think about, and I cannot overemphasize affirmations. And if you commit yourself to do affirmations, you will be surprised, because they will work if you commit to do them. There's no doubt in my mind that they work, but you have to make the commitment to do them in order to make them come across. So you need to do your affirmations. You need to do them consistently. You need to do them forcefully. And you need to be able to do them where they become part of your subconscious thinking. And that only comes from you doing them consistently. It doesn't work just one time that you have a situation and you think you can just say a few words and it's going to change that situation. No, you have to be consistent with it. You have to do it often. And you have to make sure that you are putting feelings toward it, loving ones. You see, you're negative. When you have those negative thoughts, they are being attracted to you because you're not filling your mind with positive action. If the more you can put positive energy into your mind thought, the less you have possibility of negative thoughts coming. That doesn't say that your negative thoughts are not going to flow, because you live in a basic negative world, so you're going to get some negative thoughts, but you want to have less as possible. You want to stay on top of that. So you need to work on yourself constantly. But when they do show up, you have to make sure that you resolve them. And your affirmations have to be said, beloved ones, with feeling and enthusiasm. You have to drive it in, because just saying the words, merely saying the words, is not going to resolve what your issue. It's your feeling world that makes a difference. So you have to add your feelings to your world when you're doing these affirmations. You have to say them to the point where you can feel it in your heart. You can feel it in your soul. You can feel what you're saying and knowing that it is what you want to accomplish. You see, beloved one, your affirmations is not about your intellect, and it's definitely not about your ego. You don't have to say these long, profound affirmations. You can just keep it simple, and it's better off when you do keep them simple, okay? But you must keep them short, you must keep them simple, and you must keep them believable. Beloved ones, it's no use for you going around saying something that you don't believe. Now, for example, if you have only $20 to your name and $20 in your pocket, and you don't know where you can get more than $20 from, for you to go around and say, I'm a millionaire, it's not going to work for you. That is an ego-driven affirmation. Regardless of how much you say, I'm a millionaire, it makes no difference, because your conscious and your subconscious mind are not able to buy into that thought, because it is something that you are not able to accomplish at this particular time, and your conscious is not ready for that. You know, you have to use something much more simplified than to say something like that. That's not being realistic at all for you to say that. So regardless of how much you repeat it, it's not going to make a difference. So if you're having money challenges, you may want to use something simply as, I am a mighty money magnet. Money flows to me easy and effortlessly. I am a mighty money magnet, and money flows to me easy and effortlessly. Something just that simple. Just repeat it, and feel it in your heart, okay? And know that it is working, and know that it is something simple for you. If you have a health challenge, you may want to simply say, I am healed. And I am healed. Or I have perfect health. I am perfect health. You see, beloved ones? So you want to always use your I am when you are saying your affirmation. Because when you use I am, that is putting God in front of your affirmation, and that is making, that's calling God into action. And God loves to be called into action. So when you do your affirmation work, always use I am. I am this or I am that. Never use anything other than your I am presence. And that is the God force that's within you, that's coming alive and doing the work for you. Okay? Number three, you need to start reading inspirational and spiritual books, beloved one. You need to do that. If you're not a reader, then you become a reader, because you want to saturate your mind with positive thoughts and positive energy. And if you have access to a computer or you have access to a cell phone, you have a library at the tip of your hand. There is so much positive affirmations and positive messages on YouTube now that, you know, it's no excuse for you not to be able to tap in to some positive thoughts and positive energy, because it's all around you. Yeah, thank God for YouTube. It has really made a difference than what you have at your fingertips, things that you can use. Access these things. There's lots and lots of positive work on YouTube. And listen and become part of it. Saturate your mind in positiveness. That will help keep away some of those negative thoughts. Doesn't say the negative thoughts still won't come, but they won't be so plentiful, beloved ones. Okay. And next thing, number four, and this is maybe a hard one. Stay away from negative people. I don't care if they're in your family, they're your friends, or they're your lover. If you cannot remove yourself from them, distance yourself from them, okay? You, just because I know sometimes you got family members or someone in your household and they're being negative, you can't just totally leave or walk away, but you can spend less time and distance them from it, or just, you know, tune them out. Don't let that become part of your consciousness, because it will. And you may not think that it's being affected, but you are being affected. If you sit there and listen to that negativity all the time, you are going to be affected, even if you don't think you are, beloved one. So you have to take control of what you're allowing into your mind, into your thought process. Okay? And finally, I want to talk to you about the power of prayer. You see, beloved one, when your thoughts get so overwhelming for you, start praying, you know, and ask your I am presence to control your thoughts and your feelings, because they will. That God force inside of you will take over and begin to make a difference. Pray consistently until you can get your mind back on the right track and focus on your I am presence inside of you, which is going to make a major difference with you in whatever situation is coming on. If you cannot handle it, you cannot resolve it, pray, beloved ones. Prayers always work. You know, there's one thing that only one thing I can guarantee you for. There's not a lot of guarantees, but I guarantee you this. If you allow negative thoughts and feelings to go unchecked, you're going to create more of them. And I'm going to repeat that again. If you allow your negative thoughts and feelings to go unchecked, you are setting yourself up for total failure and doom. Okay? So put your negative thoughts and your negative energy in check. Do not let them run wild and control you, okay? Because they're going to give you more of that, okay? So I'm just like, you know, it's only a 15-minute show, so we're going to close out, but I want to do a short prayer with you so we can just end the day. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for this day. We thank you, God, for waking us up. We thank you, God. We know that you blew breath in our bodies this morning. You woke us up, and that means that we have work to do. So give us insight, give us wisdom, give us knowledge as to what it is we to do and how we are to carry out this day, and that we will be obedient to your word, God, knowing that you are the source of all there is and all there will ever be. So we open ourselves wholeheartedly to you, God, to move forth and to do your work, knowing that it is only right when we do your work, God. So we just ask you to guide us, give us divine protection, protect mentally, physically, and spiritually. Wrap each one of us in your white light of protection and keep us safe as we move forth into this day, that we will utilize that high energy of safety and protection. So we thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you.